I fall back. I'm holding a barrel, holding a 1911. I hear this scream. If you could murder a cow and the cow could scream, that's what I heard. And I almost shoot my boy in the face. And I called him my boy, like he was almost my son. I grab him. He's just bawling, man. This kid was the everything to me. I pin him up against the door jamb. And I'm like, don't you ever do this again. Get the fuck out of here. And I throw him outside. He tumbles on the ground and gets up and hauls down the alley. The next morning, I jog down the hill, get into town. I see one of the kids walking around in town. I go up to him and I say, hey, I need to see my boy. Where is he? And he backs away and he goes, no, you'll never see him again. And I was like, why won't I see him again? And he goes, last night you killed his father. And he turns around and runs away. And it fucking hit me, man. I dropped to my knees right there in the village. I realized later, all that boy wanted me to do was get his dad out of the weapons, arms, whatever that was. He was ashamed of his dad.
I was the guy that was supposed to help him.